extraordinary. So here's a hardcore Norwegian leftist politician who's trying to virtue signal like crazy and be as progressive and compassionate, and I would use the word martyr. He's trying to be a martyr as much as possible. So here it is. Leftist Norwegian politician gets raped by Somalian, questions whether the man should be deported. You can't make this shit up. So this guy is he's a politician in Norway called Karsten Nordahl Hauken, and he was brutally raped by a Somali. And then he felt guilty for being raped because he was afraid that the Somalian guy was going to get deported. So Hauken has finally come out to tell the public his story of his rape. He suffered from depression for a while. Obviously, as you would, he felt self-loathing, which is something that people who've been raped do feel, and it's a terrible thing. But we would hope that people get therapy for this. He actually goes on to say, "I got a strong feeling of guilt and responsibility. I was the reason he wouldn't be in Norway and instead be sent to an unknown future in Somalia. How were you responsible for him raping you?" So the Somali guy went to prison and now he's facing deportation. He's learned this important lesson. Rapists are from a world so different from ours. Yeah, a world that I wouldn't want to live, quite honestly. In his culture, sexual abuse is about power, not lust. Hauken, I don't care. I don't care what the justification is. You got raped. And you have to realize that, alright? And that was a terrible thing that happened to you. This is not something to virtue signal about. He can take responsibility for his own actions. You don't have to do it on his behalf. "I don't feel anger against my rapist." You should, because I look at him as a product of an unjust world. A product of an upbringing full of war. I don't give a shit what he's a product of. At the end of the article, which is from Daily Caller, again, all these stories in the link below, in the links below in the description. "What all this means, according to Hauken, is that refugees need our help more than ever." Yeah, refugees need our help, okay? This guy needs deportation, okay? The West, if it wants to, and clearly doesn't at the moment, can have standards about the people it allows into its countries, okay? So genuine refugees, regardless of their religion, who need our help, who are fleeing war, who want to join the West, and who like the idea of the values of Western democratic secular nations, are welcome here to join us. Those who don't and do things like this man, okay, they get sent back or not allowed in at all, right? That's it. He gets sent back. That's how it works. One guy put it here, Garyon 47th US Cavalry, says, "This is why leftists should never have any authority over rational people. They should not be allowed in any decision-making processes." I couldn't agree more with you, mate, to be honest. Let's move on.